Furries are people who create anthropomorphized versions of themselves. A Pittsburgh-based researcher has found that up to 15% of furries surveyed have autism spectrum disorder. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that nearly 2% of children in the U.S. are autistic. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports from Anthrocon on possible reasons why autism is more prevalent in this community.
The convention takes place annually in downtown Pittsburgh. This year, it had more than 9,000 attendees. At the convention, people go to workshops on how to move in costume, join meetups for Christian, atheist, or pagan furries, and attend a parade, which was hot and crowded.
Everyone's trying to kind of maneuver around each other. This is the kind of thing that seems like it would be incredibly difficult for a person on the spectrum.
Duquesne University's Elizabeth Fine has been researching furry culture for 4 years.
A shark! Oh, look at the shark! Look at the shark!
Most people at Anthrocon wear street clothes, often along with ears or tails. If they have the money, some commission full suits, which are made from plastic, fake fur, and foam rubber. Furry costumes often resemble Disney or anime characters. They're technicolor with big, cute eyes.
So what I love are all the different expressions on the faces. Some of them are just wide-eyed, big smile.
Others have a creepy vibe.
Like a little toothy, you know, a little bit of a jagged, toothy grin.
Fine specializes in psychological and psychiatric anthropology, as well as neurodevelopmental conditions like autism. She says fursuiting offers lots of benefits for autistic people. Travis Lukowski of Gettysburg says that's the case for him.
When I'm wearing the full suit in the head, I feel like I don't have to be me.
Today, he's dressed as Silva, an icy blue Arctic saber cat.
Yeah, I'm the character I'm trying to portray instead. So in a way, it's like a break from the anxiety and stress.
Lukowski says he was diagnosed with autism while in middle school. Lots of people on the spectrum struggle to read social cues or make eye contact. Fine says she's been told by research volunteers that communicating in suits and masks is easier.
You can express a lot of emotion in a fursuit, for sure, but it tends to be larger and more considered gestures.
Another reason Lukowski says he likes fursuiting is that it feels comfortable, even in hot July temperatures.
The full suit is very sensory for me because it's like I'm like wrapped around just like a big, giant, like warm carpet-like hug.
Many autistic people find it soothing to use a weighted blanket or wear heavy clothing. Also, it's harder to hear or see in a fursuit. Fine says autistic people are often overwhelmed by loud noises and bright lights.
The suits kind of cut that down. They sort of dull the input.
Lukowski and Fine point out that autism also comes with strengths. Many on the spectrum are particularly honest, logical, and artistic. Fine and her collaborators collect much of their data through surveys and focus groups during conventions like Anthrocon. I chat with Camille Zugarek of Luzerne County as she looks over the survey. Her furry persona is named Rizzo.
And it's a mountain goat.
Why a mountain goat?
Because they're energetic, loud, and obnoxious, and that's totally me.
Zugarek doesn't mention autism, but does explain why she likes furry culture.
I like that it's like super accepting and there's no judging here, and I think that's why I stay in it.
That welcoming atmosphere is something many furries mention. Most of them know it might seem strange to wear a tail to the grocery store or spend the weekend dressed as a pink fox. That doesn't matter when they're part of a menagerie, which might be the biggest reason so many furries are on the spectrum. Travis Lukowski says being a furry and meeting other furries has helped him accept himself.
I was bullied a lot growing up, and then when I found out I was autistic, my depression hit a lot harder because I always thought that was a bad thing. But finding the fandom, I learned that it wasn't a bad thing. It was just me.
Lukowski says there's nothing wrong with him. He just thinks differently. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.